When completed, the windmill will stand 110 feet tall with 80-foot long blades. Organizers say it'll honor the community's largely Dutch heritage. So far, roughly $500,000 have come in from across the U.S. and the Netherlands to build the structure. Dave Mensch is a community development educator at the UW Extension of Outagamie County. He and five others are doing a study on downtown attractions, including those in Pella, Iowa, and Holland, Michigan. Both towns have windmills. Mensch's Little Chute has much to gain from the venture once completed.
As far as drawing visitors, should we think small at 50,000? Should we think big at a half million? I don't think it's out of the question. We need to be ready to entertain the people or to serve them food or gifts or whatever else they need in a 4 or 8 square block area.
And according to Bonnie Verberg, who works at the Vermeer Windmill in Pella, Iowa, tourism increased by 30% shortly after the structure was built in 2002. She adds 3 new hotels have been built since then. But fortunes can practically shift with the wind. Sally Lakaitis is the executive director of the Area Convention and Visitors Bureau in Holland, Michigan. The town's windmill was built in the 1740s and imported from the Netherlands in 1964.
When we initially brought the windmill over, it was a huge economic benefit. The number of visitors that we had on a yearly basis was 85, 90,000 at a time. Now, as there has been more competition in terms of attractions, the attendance level at the windmill has dropped.
Lakaita says they've marketed the windmill toward the local public, opening it up for weddings and other social gatherings. She says plans were made 5 years ago to build a village around it, but those became too costly and had to be shelved. Lakaita suggests any town with such an attraction consider as many venues as possible to keep it profitable and popular. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.